Now's the Time, episode 31. I'm Caleb Suco, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we could use our lives right now to worship our God. Friends, welcome to another episode of Now is the Time. And this is, well, I guess it's a Father's Day episode because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And I'm looking forward to it because I get to be with my father this Sunday. But what I want to talk about in this episode is some mistakes that fathers make. In fact, I want to talk about what I think is probably the biggest mistake that many, maybe even most, probably most fathers are making right now with their children. And it is a mistake that I believe, for the most part, these fathers and these dads don't even know that they're making. Because it's a mistake of omission. That is, it's a mistake of not doing something that they should be doing. And so we need to look at that carefully and evaluate our lives. And I know that for me, this is a mistake that I certainly have made. And I'm trying not to make it in my life. But it is such an easy thing to do. And, you know, I'm just going to go right into it in this episode and just get right, dive right into the content. If you want an update about Ukraine, check out my previous blog post, the last couple of blog posts I did write about some of the persecution that is going on in eastern Ukraine. And definitely ask that you pray for that. But you can just check that out, sukofamily.org, and take a look at the last two blog posts that I have written about persecution in eastern Ukraine. But let's talk about this mistake, what I would consider the biggest mistake that most dads make today. You see, when you think about fatherhood, I think that in our culture, there is a general understanding that the father is the provider. And you know, I understand that even that understanding, even that concept or that philosophy is sort of waning in American culture. But I think that probably most of you who listen to my podcast have probably more of a Christian or a biblical worldview, and so you would probably agree with me that the father is or should be the provider of the family. And historically in America, that has been the picture. And actually, if you look across different countries and cultures, generally you will find that the father is often seen as the main provider for the family, and the mother as the main caretaker for the family. And, you know, that's not wrong. And you're probably thinking, well, okay, well, what is this big mistake then? And yeah, it's true. People or fathers often make the mistake in not providing for their family, which is not a good thing. In fact, Paul says that if you don't provide for your family, that's worse than being an unbeliever, right? So we definitely don't want fathers that are lazy in their work, who do not provide the sufficient means for their families to, you know, have their basic needs met, to have a roof over their heads, clothes on their back, and food in their mouths. But the biggest mistake that fathers make is not exactly related to not providing for their family's physical needs. you know, there are some other mistakes that fathers make. For instance, there is just, you know, a terrible problem with pornography, even in the church today. And unfortunately, many fathers have fallen into that. And as a result, their families have fallen apart. And that's terrible as well. And, you know, I could go on, I could list a number of things, but I want to talk about the one thing, the one problem that I see. And I don't just see this problem outside of the church. In fact, it is outside of the church, but outside of the church, I sort of understand why it is the way it is, because those fathers don't have a biblical understanding and Christian worldview. But I have all too often seen this problem in fathers who are in the church, or at least, you know, who attend the church and whose families attend the church. The problem, how can I best describe it? Well, the problem is simply this. It is fathers who don't provide for their children's spiritual needs. So yes, as fathers, as a father, I feel the responsibility to provide for my family physically. I have 5 children. I have 1 wife. And, you know, I feel that weight on my shoulders, and I do my best to provide. I don't think that that necessarily means that they, you know, need a million-dollar house and to drive around in, you know, some fancy car. But I do need to provide for them. I need to do my best. But more important than that, because I cannot control completely what happens with all the finances. I cannot control what happens in this economy. I can do my best. I can work hard. But even sometimes that might fall short, and my family could be on hard times financially, even if I'm not lazy. But like I said, that is not the most important aspect. Fathers need to provide for their children's spiritual needs. And that is where I see so many fathers dropping the ball. And it's almost as if they think, well, if I work harder, if I'm gone more, if I provide a better income, then I'm doing my job as a dad. And as far as the spiritual needs go, if they even think about the spiritual needs, well then, their mother can take care of that. Or we'll leave that up to the church, or Sunday school, or youth group, or kids club. Or I'll send them to a Christian school and they'll be okay. And it's tempting to think that we can simply delegate that responsibility to provide for our children's spiritual needs to another person. And I have nothing against sending your child to a Christian school. I do think that it's wonderful if you can have your spouse join you in providing for the spiritual needs of the children. I also believe that it's great if you can go to a church where they have a Sunday school that will also help meet your children's spiritual needs. But more than from anyone, your children need to have their spiritual needs met by you, by their father. And I honestly believe that that is the most significant spiritual relationship that a child has as they grow up. And in fact, if you want to think about it this way, What happens is that as a child grows, his concept and understanding of who God is greatly influenced and shaped by his own father. And so if you're a father, then you have a great responsibility on your shoulders. Not only to be an example to your children, and you can be an example in providing for your children physically, but to be an example at home, to be an example in your relationship with your wife, to be an example of faithfulness, to be an example of steadfast love, to be an example of patience, to be an example of moral purity and honesty. Those are all ways that you can help provide for your children's spiritual needs by being an example. But I also think that you need to go beyond that. And, you know, I've heard this said many times, that I think it's attributed to Francis of Assisi, which I'm not sure if he actually said that or not. It seems like I looked it up before and I'm not quite sure he actually said this. But it goes like this: preach the gospel, if necessary, use words. And what's that saying? Well, it's kind of implying that you can preach the gospel just through your actions without ever saying a word. But friends, you can't. And we can apply that same truth to fatherhood. You know, be a father, and if necessary, speak to your children. Be a good example to your children, and if necessary, speak to them. Well, you know what? Guess what? It is necessary to speak to your children. It's not enough just to say, well, I tried to be a good example to them. You, if you want to train your child, you must interact with them. You must speak the truth of God's word into their lives. And that's why I really, probably one of my favorite texts of scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 through about verse 9 or so, where Moses is reminding parents that they have a responsibility before God to train their children in God's word. And how does he remind them? He tells them that they ought to speak to their children about these things when they get up, when they lie down, when they sit down, when they're on their way, all throughout the day. Whatever they're doing, it ought to be used as opportunities to teach them God's word. And I think that part of the problem that fathers have is that when it comes to meeting their children's spiritual needs, we often don't see those needs until they become problems that annoy us. You know what I mean? We don't see the children's spiritual need until the child is crying and whining, until the child gets in a fight, until the child is being rebellious, until the child is doing something that we don't want the child to do, until the child is causing us shame in front of other people. We don't see their spiritual need. And the great reminder there from Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 6 is that we should not wait until we see the problem before we fix it in the lives of our children. Our children are born with a spiritual need. They are born with the need for the gospel. They are born with a sinful heart. They are born with a need for Jesus. They are born with a need to hear us speak God's word into their lives. And if we as fathers can recognize that and on a daily basis use every opportunity to teach them the truths and the principles that we know and understand. And that's a presumption. Because if you don't know and understand the truths and the principles of God's word, how can you teach them to your children? But if we understand that and teach them daily to our children, you know, they, whether or not they have a nice house or a nice car or a nice job, their spiritual needs will be met. And that is the greatest responsibility of a father. Do not neglect your children's spiritual needs. And let me go back to just something there. It actually just kind of popped into my head as I was saying that. But I think, again, part of the problem why we are not very effective sometimes at meeting our children's spiritual needs is because our own spiritual needs have not been met. And even if you look at that section of scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses first tells the adults that they should what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. He tells them that God's word ought to be in their heart. And I think part of the problem of why we have a difficulty in training our children in God's word is because God's word is not in our own hearts. And so we need to make sure that we are diligent and we are hardworking in making sure that our own spiritual needs are met so that we can meet the spiritual needs of our children. And by the way, there's an interesting verb used when Moses says to teach your children. In fact, it's translated differently in different translations. I think some translations say impress, some say teach. But the literal verb there is to sharpen. And it's only used a couple other times in Scripture, and it's not in any other place is it translated to teach or to impress. It's actually used as sharpening a sword. And I like that picture of sharpening a sword. Here's the truth. Your children are dull. They are born dull. They need to be sharpened. And if you've ever used knives, had any experience with knives, you know that sharpening does not last forever. Sharpen it, use it. Sharpen it again. Sharpen it, use it, sharpen it again. I mean, it's just a continual process. And sometimes we as parents, as fathers, we think, well, you know, I told him that he shouldn't do that. Or well, I told him, you know, I told him that God loves him, so I'm sure he understands that now. Or, you know, we think, what, you tell them once and that's it? They've got it? They're good for the rest of their life? No, because your child is living in a sinful world and is interacting with sinful people and has a sinful heart, and you will need to repeat those things. Your teaching will need to be constant and regular if you want to impress it on their heart. So that, my friends, I think is the biggest problem with fathers today. The biggest mistake that dads make is simply forgetting or missing or not even thinking about the fact that they have the responsibility to meet the spiritual needs of their children. And you know, I want to suggest for you a great book to read. A great Father's Day book to read. Maybe you want to get it for your father. If you're a father, get it for yourself. If you want to get it for your father, you can do it. It's kind of got an interesting title. It's called Bad Dads of the Bible. And the author is Roland Warren, who was the former president of the National Fatherhood Initiative. And now he is the president and CEO of CareNet, which is a pregnancy care life, pro-life ministry. around the nation, and they have these, what they call them, pregnancy resource centers. So it's a pro-life type of a ministry. But anyway, Roland Warren, Bad Dads of the Bible. I'll put a link in the show notes for this podcast. And grab that book. And if you get it with the link that I put in there, I appreciate that, because it Amazon does give us a generous commission for that, and it doesn't cost you anything more, but it does support our ministry. And so we appreciate that very much if you use that link on the show notes. But Bad Dads of the Bible, it's called 8 Mistakes Every Good Dad Can Avoid. And what he does, it's really interesting. He looks at 8 different fathers in the Old Testament and the mistakes they made as fathers. And here's the thing. You look in the Old Testament at parents, at families, and they are messed up. I mean, you know, you've got guys with multiple wives. You've got, I mean, I don't even want to go into it, but you've got some messed up lives. You've got some messed up fathers. But the important thing is that we learn from those mistakes, because you also have clear scriptural teaching about how we ought to act as parents. And you also have the example of God the Father and God's dealing with Israel, kind of like a father dealing with a child. And so anyway, he looks at David. He looks at Laban. He looks at Jacob. He looks at Saul. He looks at Abraham. You think, well, Abraham wasn't a bad father. Well, you kind of forget, though, that remember his first son, Ishmael? He sort of abandoned him, didn't he? Eli, remember his two sons, where Eli just didn't have the guts to discipline him and tell him, hey, you should not be serving the Lord. You're breaking the Lord's command the way you're serving in the temple. Manoah, do you remember who Manoah was? Manoah was Samson's father. And he also had some problems as a father. He didn't stand up to his son Samson when he wanted to get married to the wrong girl. So anyway, 8 mistakes that every good dad can avoid. It's called Bad Dads of the Bible. Check out the link in the description or in the show notes for this show. And I have a question for you that I would appreciate your answer on. And you can answer it by going to sucofamily.org/31. You'll find the show notes there. And the question for you today is this. How are you meeting the spiritual needs of your children? You know, because it's easy to say, yeah, we should meet the spiritual needs of our children. But how practically are you meeting the spiritual needs of your children? Go ahead, sucofamily.org/31, and answer that question for me, okay? Also, if you would like to support our ministry, you can do that. Just go to our website and click on the support tab. Appreciate your support. We are still planning to go back to Ukraine on August 11th. So pray for us as that date nears, and we could use your support, whether you want to support regularly, $25 or $50 a month. That would really, I'm not kidding here, that really would be a great help to us, and it would help us get the needed support that we need to make sure that when August 11th comes around, that the mission doesn't say, hey, Caleb and Christina, you can't go yet because you're not quite at the support level you're supposed to be at. So if you have any questions about that, just you can contact me if you want, but you should find all the information on our website, sucofamily.org. Just click on the support tab. All right, friends, that's all for this episode. I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day. And whatever you do on Father's Day, would you please say thank you to your father and take your father to church, or go with your father to church, whichever one it is. All right, friends, be blessed.